This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings in Jesus' name. This morning's meditation is titled, When I Meditate on the Scriptures. After a young boy faced some challenges in school, his dad began to teach him a pledge to recite each morning before school. I thank God for waking me up today. I'm going to school so that I can learn and be the leader God has created me to be. The pledge is one way the father hopes to help his son apply himself and deal with life's inevitable challenges. The father is doing something similar to what God commanded the Israelites in the desert. In Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 and 7, God said, "These commandments are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children." After wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, the next generation of Israelites were about to enter the promised land. God knew it wouldn't be easy for them to succeed unless they kept their focus on Him. And so, through Moses, He urged them to remember and be obedient to Him and to help their children to know and love God by talking about His word. When you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up. Verse 7. One of the fathers of our faith, King David, led us to do so. In Psalm 1 verse 2, David was so passionate about meditation that there are at least 14 Psalms that mention it. To meditate then is to think deeply about what God has said to us in the Bible and to prepare our minds and hearts for prayer. Scripture is the foundation of our praying. Meditation readies us for it by helping us focus, understand, remember, worship, and apply. 1. To focus. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. Psalm 119 verse 15. 2. To understand. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. Psalm 119 verse 27. 3. To remember. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands. Psalm 143 verse 5. 4. To worship. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Psalm 1 verse 2. 5. To apply. Our desire in meditation is to be careful to do according to all that is written in the Bible. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. As Psalm 1 tells us, God blesses those who both delight in and meditate on God's teaching. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on His law they meditate day and night. If God's words go into our minds, then God's words will come out in our life. In 2 Timothy 3, verses 15 and 17, Paul stresses to Timothy, "The Holy Scriptures are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Meditation is the nurse of wisdom, for it promotes the fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 1 verse 8. Meditation enlarges our faith by helping us to trust the God of promises in all our spiritual troubles and the God of providence in all our outward troubles. Let us pray. Dear Lord, help me to meditate on your scriptures day and night so that I will stay connected with you at all times. Let me hide your word in my heart so that I might not sin against you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear listener, We are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.